that it helps start a
kindling.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Those things that hold the wood up, they like.
Great.
Uh huh. And the things that stand up, they're like made out of brass sometimes.
Yeah.
They're little balls.
Fireplace irons.
Uh huh. And let's see. The smoke goes up.
Chimney.
Uh huh. What's that part out in front of the fireplace that?
Hearth.
Mm-hmm. And the shelf above it is called?
Mantle.
Uh-huh. And, okay, when you come in and you hang up your coat in the
closet.
Mm-hmm. And a storage place above a house is called the
attic.
Mm-hmm. What about a room in the house that you would put things that you weren't using?
Closets.
Okay. And the thing that covers a house is the
roof.
Mm-hmm. What about the things that carry the rain away from the roof?
Gutters.
Mm-hmm. And if we lived in a place where there were wood houses and they needed to be protected from storms, you'd have a special covering on the outside of a house that they would put on. Have you heard of that?
Shutters for
the
windows?
Well, shutters for the windows, but Sears sells this. Sometimes it's vinyl. Or it might be made out of aluminum. It's like strips of...
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I've never built one with it. It's a relatively new product because in the old days, houses where wood was plentiful, they were generally built out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And where out in this part of the world, there are lots of rock houses. Adobe houses.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of covering, that clad, aluminum clad is what it is. It's designed to eliminate the mildew mm-hmm. that develops on wood, or it's designed to outlast a painted wood surface,
mm-hmm.
especially in our country where the harsh, dry winds and sandstorms play havoc with painted surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
Sears sells that clad, aluminum clad covering, which is supposed to, I think they have long-term guarantees
Mm-hmm. And you hope they guarantee it.
Yes.
Being that it's Sears.
You hope you better have a guarantee and you better have it in writing.
Yep.
I think they've... I still see the houses that are constructed around El Paso, in this part of the world at least, are still conventional brick brick and frame
mm-hmm.
or stucco.
Mm-hmm.
Stucco has become a very dependable material
mm-hmm.
and it's widely used in the Southwest in this part of the world because it resists sandblast and,
mm-hmm.
and it holds up well and it's cheaper to build with
mm-hmm.
than putting brick up
mm-hmm.
or adobe.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what the main ranch building is called on a ranch?
Headquarters.
Okay. And when you come in the house, you open the door, and the opposite of that is you...
Close the door?
Uh-huh. Or you could say...
Slam it? shut it?
Uh-huh. And... if we lived in a place with lots of tornadoes, you'd have to build a...
Well, you built a shelter. It's generally, if you're close by to a hill, that's the easiest way to build it, is to
mm-hmm.
go into the side of the hill and leave the dirt above it. You literally build a cave,
mm-hmm.
or else you put heavy beams across it, and then you put sod all the way across it, and you build it in a round way so that the wind doesn't have anything.